This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Friday night. Tomorrow morning starts the annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon, which we've been a part of for 34 years now here on WGIL. It's a fundraiser for the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter, and the Executive Director, Dave Scholl, joins us here to talk about it a little. Thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Will, for the invite.
Oh, very, very glad to. 34 years of doing this share-a-thon. How'd it come about?
Well, it was really before my time.
Yeah.
I've been there about 30 years, and I think this is my 30th one, but it started previously, 4 years before I came. The mission was struggling financially, and they came up with this idea, and many people worked to have this done. Bob Houston was really involved in it. Others there, board members at the time, some were Joe Beadle and just other ones that helped. I don't really can't recall who all did help to begin with, but many helped.
For those who don't know, even though it's pretty much in the name, Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter, talk about what it is you do and what this money will help.
Okay. The Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter, our purpose is to provide shelter, food, and clothing to anyone in need, men, women, or children. Children, of course, have to be with a guardian. We're open 365 days a year, every day. And not only do we help with their physical needs, but we try and help them with their spiritual needs, because that has been so forgotten in America here. And so we share the good news of Jesus Christ with those who come through our doors. And the money raised here from the 34th Annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon will help with our winter utilities, the general operating expense, and then also for our Christmas baskets as needed.
Are you seeing a need in general, both a physical and spiritual need? Are you seeing that continue to increase? I imagine with the economy still not being in the most perfect shape, that I imagine you still see a lot of people come through the doors, right?
We do, but we haven't, thankfully, we haven't, this past 12 months hasn't been a record-setting year in
That's
numbers
good.
Or whatever, which we're thankful for, but we continue to help those that come through our doors. This past 12 months, we averaged like 33 guests per night. And I think 9 of those were women and children.
Do you see a lot of, and I hate to put it this way, but do you see a lot of repeat business, visitors
some.
Coming back now and again?
Yeah, we see that. I mean, again, we say the number one cause of addictions is the number one cause of homelessness is the addictions. It's the drug and alcohol addictions. It can be even gambling. We've had people come in, lost everything gambling too, but then we see those have lost jobs and end up homeless, and then we do take people coming out of prison that need another opportunity.
Does the help you give depend on the type of issues that somebody may be experiencing, like being without a job or the addictions, as you mentioned, or that sort of thing?
Correct. I mean, we try and those that are needing jobs, refer them to the temporary service and online things, plus things that are available. Then we also do a Christian recovery class for those with the addictions. Mm-hmm. And so many of them have all kinds of addictions. And I also say that sexual immorality is an addiction, because
yeah.
we're such a promiscuous society and such a mess there. And so we try and address all these issues and encourage them in the right way and try and teach them what God's Word says.
And you do that through through worship and similar yep. things like that, correct?
Correct. 7 days a week, we have an evening chapel at 7 p.m., for them to attend, with local people coming in and sharing their testimonies and also sharing from the Word of God indeed. And we have like morning devotionals for them and some classes. And then we also have like a chaplain talking with the men, and our women's shelter director will be talks with the women.
Between the help you get there and the help you get with volunteers answering phones and making calls for the Share-a-thon, you get a tremendous amount of help from the community, don't you?
We do. We do. I mean, we couldn't do it without the community support and businesses and clubs and organizations, definitely churches that faithfully support us and make this ministry possible. Our budget for this year is probably going to run around $430,000 anyway, and so that's over roughly $36,000 a month.
Wow.
And for everything, the utilities, the insurance, staffing, because we have a paid staff person on duty every day of the year.
Right. Your goal for the Share-a-thon is about, 10% of that budget, isn't it?
Yeah, a little more, 12%, and it's $50,000, and we're hoping tomorrow that by 6 p.m. we'll meet it.
You start at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you
yes.
have people making calls at the next door at the register mail, and you have people here taking calls from the public, right?
Correct. We receive calls here at WGIL at the 342-9194 number mm-hmm. on Saturday, and we don't start making calls till after 9 a.m., though. I mean, we don't want to be waking people up on Saturday morning, something like that.
I hear that. So when we tune into the Share-a-thon tomorrow, what will we hear?
Well, first of all, you'll hear from Rick Welty. Rick Welty's been our MC now, I think, for 25 years.
Yeah.
Does a great, great job. And then you'll be hearing from other of us staff and some volunteers, board members, and others. Maybe, hopefully, even a client here mm-hmm. will be sharing.
We should say that the Share-a-thon itself is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, but we have a couple of things like Silver Streaks girls basketball, I believe, Saturday, and a Fighting Illini football game that we'll break away from. But that doesn't mean you're not you're going to be taking a break. You're still going to be trying to get as much dollars from the public as you can.
That is correct. I mean, we'll continue to make calls, and we'll continue to receive calls here at WGIL.
All right. Otherwise, if folks need more information about the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter, how can they get it?
Okay, they can call us at 343-4151. That's our phone number, and it's supposed to always be manned. Like I said, we have staff person on duty 24/7.
All right. And again, the Harvest Time Share-a-thon tomorrow from 7 to 6, most of which here on WGIL. Galesburg Rescue Mission Executive Director Dave Scholl, thanks so much for coming in as you're in the final moments of preparation, I'm sure, and best wishes tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you for this.
Absolutely. Very happy to help you out. Stay tuned. We have Kim Commando and sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.